For those seeking to help the worst off in poor countries, the mobile phone has been a magic wand. Mobile money accounts have helped deliver financial inclusion, making financial services accessible to the tens of millions with a phone but no bank account. But they have downsides too. The most obvious way digital financial services harm poor people is by laying them more open to fraud. Research from 2016, cited in a new report by the Consultative Group to Assist the Poor, CGAP, a consortium of donors affiliated to the World Bank, found that in the Philippines, 83% of people surveyed had been targets of mobile phone scams, with 17% losing money. In Tanzania, 27% had been targeted and 17% fleeced. In Ghana, 56% and 12%. For the most basic deceptions, a thief needs only a phone number. A text message might offer congratulations on winning a prize, requiring only a small contribution to unlock it. Your identity might be stolen to make you responsible for repaying a loan disbursed to somebody else. An impersonator might steal your mobile money account when registering a new SIM card. Or your account security code, the PIN, might be leaked by a mobile money agent, one of the millions of small traders whose business includes turning mobile money into hard cash. The poor may be especially susceptible to such scams. They are more likely to be relatively new both to the online world and to formal financial services. And they are less likely to have smartphones with sophisticated security software. It is not just money that can be stolen. So too can all the other data stored on a phone. Often, however, much has already been given away freely by its owners. Many free apps are in fact paid for in customer data. In every country, people gaily sign away their rights to privacy by clicking consent buttons without having understood or even read what they are agreeing to.